$831,268.96. General appropriations within caps, operations including contingent, $42,914,722.22. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $5,041,183.91. Operations, total operations excluded from caps, $5,736,021. Capital improvements, $2,400,000. Municipal debt service, $9,207,780. Deferred municipal charges, $1,567,785.14. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $1,963,776.69. Total appropriations, $68,831,268.96. Thank you, Ms. Lieber. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Ms. Lieber, can you please call the roll? Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mrs. Cahill?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Mr. Irwin?
Yes.
Mrs. McCollum?
Yes.
Item number 9, are there any announcements and comments from officials at this time? Mr. Buller?
Yes, I have a short one. As most of you know, this is the year of the dog, or the Chinese, they call it the lonely year. And tomorrow we are having, 2 weeks ago I actually realized we had a snowstorm, so tomorrow we had to change the date of the senior center. And we're looking forward to having quite a crowd there tomorrow, so I just wanted to let you know that in case you didn't know before.
Thank you, Mr. Buller. Councilwoman Gabrielle Cahill?
None at this time.
Councilman Lombardi?
No, thank you.
Councilman Kapil Shah?
No, thanks.
Councilman Franker?
Yes, we do. Thank you, Council President. As many of you know, the care of children has always been my top priority. I love youth sports. I look forward to the baseball season, and I look forward to the football season. Kids should too. The biggest concern of child life should be school, work, and next, the ball game. Sadly, today, I have other concerns. Too many people, especially kids, live in fear of gun violence. Why shouldn't they? The national news is filled with heartbreaking stories. It seems that week after week, there is another family, another school, another place of worship mirrored by gun violence. This past weekend, though, we saw something different. This time in the news were teenagers, children, and adults marching to stop gun violence. In small towns and big cities throughout the country, there was an outpour of grief, strength, and vision. I was moved, and I know all of you were too. Our younger generations are looking for a change, they are looking for safety, and they are looking for sanity. We are elected officials. We get approached by residents with types of concerns. We know that gun control is largely a federal and a state issue. We know that federal gun laws are lax, and as are the laws of the several states. While gun laws in New Jersey are considered more far-reaching in light of what we witnessed this past weekend, I think that a strong look at our state laws is warranted. It is my understanding that New Jersey Assembly has passed a package of bills that are geared towards stemming the tide of gun violence. These bills are now headed to the Senate. Council President, with your permission and council collaboration, I would like us to take a look at what the Assembly has passed and vocalize support to our legislators for these measures and make our community safer.
Thanks, Councilman Franker.
Council
President,
I'll say here, here, here. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
I'll save my comment when it's my turn. I totally agree. Mayor? Sam, our business commissioner?
No comments, thank you.
For the record, I just want to acknowledge that Councilman Steve Kahn has walked in. And I too want to acknowledge our young people here in this country. On Saturday, we saw something that we've not ever seen, I don't think, at least in the history of my lifetime, where our young people went out and demonstrated in the March for Our Lives. And here locally in Piscataway, without mentioning any last names, because of the age of some of the children in our school, they actually held a breakfast to support gun violence and the ban of guns. When I tell you, it was really fantastic. It was a young lady by the name of Zoe, first name, and another young lady by the name of Pat, who organized this. and it was a really, really nice turnout. So I just want to acknowledge them for their leadership in, you know, organizing this breakfast. Okay, I don't have anything else at this time. So I would like to open the floor to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to reach the seat.
Good evening, Evan Shagoski, Riverwood Rescue 101 Shirley Parkway. 7DD, I just wanted to say thank you. I read that my mother actually suffers from Parkinson's, so it is something that is important to me, and I really do appreciate the effort you put in town. Mr. Mayor, I really do appreciate it too. I have actually seen you at some of the summits or, that they hold. I know you sit on the board. I'm actually, Riverwood Rescue is actually working closely with them over at RWJ Fitness, or the name of the lady who I've been in contact with. Their launch, they put together some information for first responders so that we can understand Parkinson versus some other things. They have some issues where people come up and they think they might be drunk or some other stuff because they can't express themselves properly. Yeah, and we're working together to turn that into a CEU class to be required, the same way disability awareness is across the state, at least with EMS. They are trying to roll that out to all first responders, LEOs included, along with firefighters.
Are those CEU classes free?
This one would be free, and once it's set up with the state, it's something that we can work with Rutgers to put out there through the recertification program so that every time someone has to come up for a new card or recert, they'd actually be required to take that.
Is it just for rescue squad, or is it for other health?
So they want to do it for all first responders, but I mean, we can obviously have more input as EMS because that's our specialty. So, you know, we're working with the state. I talked to the Department of Health, OEMS director, and you know, they're on board with that, along with the gentleman or the ladies and gentlemen that the mayor works with. So we're definitely looking forward to that. So this did mean a lot to me, so thank you. In reference to other things that we've come here and we presented about, us and Arbor and whatnot, I did sit down and I talked to Mr. Dacey yesterday. Ms. Lombardi, you're absolutely right. There's a little bit more to this that he explained to me in private that I was woefully unaware of. In the future, if there's anything that doesn't seem right, it probably isn't right, please definitely let us know. We could have mitigated a lot of some of these issues. I provided Mr. Dacey today with a letter to help mitigate, hopefully, a lot of those issues. He's also provided in writing and like kind what we need to do to move ahead. I do know that Chief of North Stone is going to be out of area for about a week, and then when he comes back, I'm going to be out of state for about a week. So once we all come back, we convene, we'll meet with Joey as well from Arbor Rescue, and we'll get everything in writing so it's more actionable and understood, and we can move past all of our barriers. So this time, I really just want to thank everyone. Now that we all have each other's attention, you know, we'll move in a better, more complete, agreeable direction, if you guys would. I provided council with some of the documentation to help fill in the blanks. I do know that we've gone through a lot of leadership changes. The lieutenant we used to work with is retired. We didn't have a chief at one point. The captain that was filling in for the chief is now retired. We have a new chief, we have a new captain, we have a new lieutenant, we have a new BA. We have a new PIO who I had the pleasure of meeting today. I met Mr. Gene Will. Fantastic. He explained the vision that the mayor's office is trying to go with in terms of helping us. And now that we've met and had that 5-minute conversation, that makes a lot more sense too. So overall, pleased with where we come from in the last few weeks. I just wanted to say thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We will also sit down when everybody is available and have that meeting still so that everybody can be on the same page.
I think once we get everything in writing, it'll, you know, help us really put together a meaningful agenda for that meeting. Thank you so much.
Sure. Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Please come to the podium, state your name and address. And you have 3 minutes in which to speak. Sure, Mr. Athens.
Hi, Mr. Athens.
Good evening, Council.
Good evening, sir.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Just for clarification, item S, Sierra. Can you explain that, elaborate on that a little? The $92,482 in change.
So do you want to know what the truck is going to be used for?
Yes.
So this, I mean, just looking at the truck in addition to, it will be also used for snow plowing. I did read that. So it looks like it could be used to carry other items as well. I do know that it's we will use it for SNAP.
That's strictly for the township? Is it shared or strictly for the township?
That's for the Township Department of Public Works. It's a single axle truck chassis, which we use for snow operations as well as public work operations.
Yes.
Item number Y, Yankee. Elaborate on the change order number two.
So you want to know what's...
There was a change order one and now there's a change order two.
Do you have it out?
So it's due to the description of the contract changes, due to the way of the bathroom vanities, stronger support is needed, new floor drain is needed, the ladies' public restroom, both handicap toilets seem to be lowered to meet code, and we need to insulate a PVC valve over ceiling tiles due to fire code. These additional items add up to $14,154.68. The increase is 5.73% with the previous change order. The increase could be added to the existing purchase order of funds available in the capital budget.
Would you happen to remember what the initial cost of that was, the initial cost, not the change order one? And the
$384,000.
$384,000?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thanks, Mr. Aikens. Are there any other comments or questions from the public at this time? I'd like a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion.
Do a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned, and we'll move on to the agenda meeting.